regret, man, I just couldn't ask. Take me out tonight. Oh, take me anywhere, and I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired. Driving in your car, I never, never want to go home, because I have.
You're not wrong. Well, in our last waking seconds of the show, before our other friends come, if they come, where are you?
I don't know where they
are. Where are you?
Where are you?
Where are you?
What are you doing?
You've been listening to 80 miles per hour on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Radio show.
88 miles per hour. That's our unofficial jingle that we only bring out
once in a season,
I guess. Today was the day.
That's what I meant by that.
I guess a semester could be categorized as a season.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. I think.
It pretty much is.
It's like kind of two seasons.
Yeah.
It's like two halves.
One and a half.
I was gonna say it's like one season, but two halves.
Yeah, yeah.
Two halves of different seasons smushed together. Anyways, well, it's been fun. I'm gonna be lonely next semester. Sad.
I'll call in from Ecuador.
Promise?
Yeah, I promise.
Okay.
If it doesn't cost me too much money.
Oh, that's true. Well, we'll charge it to the station.
That's good. I'm kidding. What? Who said that? It's crazy.
I don't know. Well, I guess we can play one last song or two last songs. I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll see where it takes us. Well, Amanda, for the last time in a while, would you like to take it away?
Yes, I would.
Take it away.
It weighs heavy on one's heart. I could tell right from the start that sweeter ones are hard to come across. Well, there is more than meets the eye. I'd like yours is rare to find. When someone else's gain will be my loss. Little things that make you smile, dancing barefoot in the dark. If only I had strength to change your mind. Oh, for what you need, you will not see. Choose your words before you speak. Oh, can you see that all you've got is time? Oh, now save yourself. Oh, won't you save yourself? Oh, darling, save yourself for someone else. Yeah, save yourself.
Hello, my lovely listeners. Welcome to When We Make Music. It is December 12th. Spence, how are you doing?
I'm peachy.
Good. Good. Classes are... Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Classes are done for the semester.
Facts.
Hope is
at an all-time high.
High. It's at an all-time high.
Learning also at an all-time high.
Ooh. Ooh. What are you learning?
Oh, this was for us personally. I was just trying to gauge the general vibe on campus.
Okay, yeah. Learning's at an all-time high in this last month of 2017. People are trying to get it all in before
2018.
Comes around.
2018, year of the devil, well-known fact. A mm-hmm. Little bit worried for it, but also a little bit excited.
Ooh, me too, honestly.
2018. I mean, for me, personally, I don't know if I've talked to you about this, but, like, my own personal happiness slash just well-being graph of high school has very closely matched my graph of college.
Interesting.
In terms of, like,
talk to me.
Freshman year was, like, cool. Novelty was, like, pretty, mm-hmm. pretty sweet. Sophomore year, the, like, you know, world went in the gutter for a bit.
For what reasons?
Just multitude, just existential,
uh-huh.
mental health, just general, just like, I don't know, just,
yeah.
I mean, different reasons, high school versus college, but right. similar trajectories.
Okay.
But then junior year has been like up. And then senior year of high school, at least, was like an extension off of junior year and just like a little all peak.
Yeah.
Which was cool to experience. And so I'm hoping that 2018 will be more of that, of just like an continuing. Yeah. Continuing yeah. junior year on a good note and hopefully starting senior year off on an extension of that.
Love it.
But also just terrified at the idea of like 2018 is a number that's now a reality, you know.
Pretty wild.
Pretty freaking wild. Well, I think I was talking to you, briefly mentioned this to you, but I like think about like time mm-hmm. passing for me is very much kind of in reference in terms of graduation years. So like I remember in sixth grade like thinking 2015 as being like right. a like you know
that's when we graduated high school
yeah like just being like a wow that's cool that like that's a year that might be in the future but it seems foreign and right. not real very much just like just so in the future so just abstracted away and then you get there and you're like oh whoa
yeah
like I've been thinking about this year for so long and now it's like here and now 2015 feels a while ago and 2019 also felt like that and now we're slowly steadily approaching.
We are.
And it's a Tuesday.
And it's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday. It's a reading day and you know I hope everyone had their books out, their Kindles out and they were slamming through pages.
Tomorrow's an event I'm planning. It's called Kindles Out in Kindle Van. So come to the Kindle Van Cafe in the Science and Engineering Complex and bring your Kindles. Bring your friends' Kindles. Bring your Kindles' friends.
Do you think your Kindles' friends would be other Kindles or do you think they would be other Kindles' owners?
I'd like to think they would be other Kindle users.
Mm.
I'd like to think that the Kindle gets something from the human as well.
It's
by way it's of a reciprocal being ogled. Jesus.
I'm gonna ogle you all night long.
You Kindle.
You know what ogle reminds me of?
Boggle.
That's a fun game. We should play Boggle. We should do a radio show while playing Boggle.
Love
no,
it.
I was gonna say those eyes you put on crafts.
Googly eyes.
Googly eyes. Oogly eyes. Ogly eyes. Ugly eyes.
I definitely see the connection.
Yeah, because it's just...
Similarly gibberish.
And I also think if someone's like oogling at something, they're like looking at someone and they just have googly eyes as eyes.
I kind of, you know, in like the old Looney Tunes cartoons.
Tunes
cartoons. When they would see like a pretty lady... And then their eyes would go like, wow.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
Oh, ooh. I coughed on my own spittle.
And then I coughed in solidarity.
Good night.
When we make music. Pistons are firing in studio right now. You better buckle up. We got a lot of real estate left on the evening.
yeah, we do. But, we got 10 listeners.
But yeah, hope everyone's doing well with the upcoming finals. How are you feeling about your finals?
I'm feeling like I'm floating in midair, kind of lost, kind of... I don't know. I'm feeling fine.
Excited for break. Wish you were sticking around here, ready to go
it's
to New York.
It's bittersweet. I'm excited to see the fam. I'm excited to see the friends in New York City who I haven't seen for a while. But sad to leave the folks here because a lot of people are going abroad as well.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Like, it's just...
It's weird.
It's weird, and I wish there was time
yeah,
to do it.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the biggest thing is that I'm bummed that up until I leave, it's kind of... There's this stuff on the mind for school.
Are you still leaving Friday, by the way?
Leaving Saturday.
Cool.
Yeah. So you get me for another night. Yeah. But we'll be together next semester once again.
Yeah, we're chilling.
All you listeners back home, don't worry about don't worry about when we make music. Do you think we'll keep the name?
I don't know.
We'll workshop it.
You know, we had grand plans for...
We really did.
But that's okay. That's how it always goes.
We got other stuff, you know?
It's fine. We can always rebrand.
We can always rebrand. At the core of it, it's about the music. It's about...
it's about the people.
It's about the people.
The relationships that we make here.
Yeah. So, F your themes. Is F okay to say on? Yeah. It's just a letter.
It's just a letter, bro.
Just a letter.
A cool letter at that. Hey, you have a favorite letter?
N.
Why? Hey. You didn't get it, so I had to get it, push the joke along. But right. Why is it the letter N?
It's my name. The beginning of my name. I like G too. It's also my name, my last name.
You narcissistic fool.
No, I like bubbly letters. I love a good B, like capital B.
B.
I love a script F.
Mm.
The script F is my favorite letter.
Mm.
Ever. Including hieroglyphics.
including Braille. Yeah. Were you taught cursive as a young golem?
Second grade. It was a big part of my second grade curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That and young adult novels.
Which ones?
Moby Dick.
Wow, I feel like that's not...
It was like a version. You know,
abridged.
Like there's like a series... Ooh, Spencer hit his knee.
A knee.
Yeah, it was a series of like... cool, nicely edited young people novels.
Mm-hmm.
Huck Finn, I remember reading. I don't remember much about it. Tom Sawyer, Jekyll and Hyde.
Were these all very mature, high literature for a second grader?
No, she was Miss Roan. She was a notoriously hardcore teacher for 6-year-olds.
All the 5-year-olds were dreading having.
Yeah, and she was 90.
Wow,
90 years young.
Hey, Nick, I bet you never heard a foot on air before.
That was a foot on air.
But yeah, no, young adult novels and cursive. Yeah, we had a lot of diction, like. Addiction exam, like
you had to write down.
Yeah,
what people said.
Yeah, yeah. Like shoot, the professor would. this was the other thing was that my elementary school
professor.
my elementary school was done by ages, not grades, because they were special.
Ooh.
And so everything was like 6th age or 7th age or 8th age.
Interesting, I like that.
So I think. 10th age corresponded with 4th grade. You can do the math. But but in, yeah.
10th
year. 7th age, especially we had a lot of diction where our professor would tell us, you really did the math. Would speak words to us and we would have to write it down in cursive and then we'd get graded on that cursive. And now in high school, I was just constantly in a state of writing in cursive and print and
really?
Had just a gross hybrid that like meant that I basically used my computer for any form of writing.
That's what the school system does to young children. It jumbles up their scripts with their standards.
Yeah.
And then you get this big mess. He is a big mess of a...
It's a hot pile of cursive.
Of a linguistic fury.
Yeah. Well, it's... Yeah. I mean, cursive's cool, but it's hard to write it and not feel a little bit like...
It's like, strange.
Yeah.
Like, why is it important? Why was it so stressed? Why did I think it was the most important thing in the world in second
grade? Right.
That's weird.
Why do when I write, it needs to be in one continuous line?
Yes.
I
love the idea of a signature, though. Absolutely love a good signature.
What's your is your signature legible?
Changes every time, baby. So they can't track me.
That's what makes it unique.
Yeah. No one can repeat it. No, but that worries me about. I've heard. Actually, no. I think it's a myth that they like cross check signatures to make sure it's not fraudulent. But mine changes every time.
Mine definitely is not considered. Also, just don't know how, like, I mean, some people have great muscle memory, I guess, that I don't have.
Yeah.
But, like, how can it not, you know?
Yeah. I don't know.
You know, if I'm in a good mood, my signature is going to look a lot different than when I'm in a bad mood, and I'm sorry about it.
Yeah, there'll be a frowny face in there.
Spencer, open parentheses, angry, close parentheses. But yeah, signing documents, signing paperwork is just like a fun hobby, you know?
Signing paperwork is a fun hobby. I love signing the rent agreement because you get to initial every page, and I imagine, even though no one's there to help me, I imagine someone pointing at the bottom being like,
sign here, sign here. That's so great. I love that. That's so true.
Spencer, what color is your aura?
Orange. What?
What color is your aura?
I think orange.
You're orange.
What color is your orange? Orange.
I'll be the judge of that, actually.
Okay, yeah. No, I feel, I don't know. I like orange.
You're wearing orange. Your laptop case is orange.
I like orange. There's a lot of things that I don't have strong opinions on. Favorite color is pretty definitively orange.
Smurfs and orange. So Spencer told me that when interviewers ask him, tell me about yourself, his go-to answer is,
I like Smurfs and I like the color orange.
So I loved that, and I had an interview last Friday, so I went in. I went in all geared up to be asked,
tell me about yourself,
to be asked that, and then I was like, I was gonna say that I like Smurfs and the color orange, and then they didn't ask me. And I just looked like a fool. And I was like, my name, Nick.
Name Nick is Smurf.
Golan. It was crazy.
Well, I don't know. Fool. I'm so paralyzed by trying to describe myself.
Yeah.
I can't even get a grip on myself to myself. So how am I going to communicate that to another person?
I agree. It's a silly question.
You know, some people are not great at asking pointed questions, and I can understand that, but...
Yeah, that's true. It's a lazy question.
It is a lazy question.
Tell me about your academic career if you want to hear about my academic career.
Right.
Or if you want to hear about something else about me, ask that.
Now, I will say there is some, I can see the benefit of asking an open-ended question and letting...
The creativity show.
Letting someone express themselves how they want to.
See, I spoke too soon and now I like the question.
Flip-flop Nick Golan over here. Can't even pin him on a side.
If you can't flip-flop, then that's silly.
I agree, actually. Too many people, too stuck in their ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pretty cool to stand by a couple things here or there.
I agree.
Something to be said for that. You know, have a moral code.
I think positioning, like, understanding how much time you've given to think about a thing, like, then, and considering that, and then... choosing whether to like flip-flop or sticky or you know,
because
like for this, for example, didn't put in any time to like my opinion on it,
right?
So I'm not wed to it and I don't feel like any allegiance to it. You got a wild mic over there.
It's got a mind of its own.
But something, I don't know, something else that I've given thought about.
Yeah, no, I feel that. Yeah, because it also is just like, it's indicative that you listen to other people's perspectives and take them into account, which is a cool thing that not a lot of people seem to be doing these days.
Mm-hmm.
Or any days. Yeah,
that's history.
True, retweet. But, yeah, I don't know. That's hard, because, I don't know, I personally feel like there's very few things that aren't, like, all right, killing is bad. That's a pretty... pretty like simple, well, okay, like, we could get into a whole conversation about it.
Let's.
But there's some, like, moral stances that, like, I feel pretty, like, strongly about, that I feel like most people feel pretty strongly about. But not many things that, like, are pretty subjective that I feel strongly about, which I think is good, but also sometimes is hampering when it's, like, you know.
Yeah.
Have an opinion, Spencer.
Yeah, no, I feel that. I feel that. It's, yeah. My thing is that I'm so willing to take up other people's opinions.
That's nice.
Because I think, you know, yeah. If I recognize other people as, like, having thought about things more than I have, then, like, you know.
Right.
I'll hold that with some regard. But.
Right. And
I would also I would also like to do better at, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Working at my own opinions rather than
word.
Being one to throw out my opinions and,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's true. It's tough, too, because it's just, like, your own opinions, you know, you want to be informed about your own opinions, and the way you get informed about your own opinions is, like, listening to other people's opinions.
Right. And then it's, like,
yeah.
Is it your opinion or is it...
Well,
once you integrate everything, or even if you don't intentionally mean to.
Once you integrate everything, yeah.
Take up.
Once you take the square root of everyone's opinions.
And divided by the derivative.
Right, and sum it by sigma.
Yeah.
You get when we make music. Yeah. Sorry, did you have any more on that topic?
Or you wanted to play? To WMFO in Medford, 91.5, Toast Freeform Radio, best radio station this side of the... Delta plane.
This side of the Bermuda Triangle. I just remember...
I thought that was going to be a bigger issue in my life than it turned out to be.
So true. I was going to say, like, I remember... I'm horrible with, like, memories before the age of, like, high school. But I have a vivid one of me, like, surfing through channels and going on Discovery Channel and finding like a crappy documentary about the Bermuda Triangle and, like, oh, you know, all these ships and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think either they solved it or it's a non-issue.
They found it. It was just a big fish. It was just a big fish that was swallowing things. But they got it. They killed it dead.
Poor Frank. I mean, thank goodness, though. I mean, I was all ready to head down to Bermuda, but, you know.
Yeah.
Not with those triangles going around.
Not all those triangles. The sturdiest structure.
It's the
sturdiest shape.
I think that's, you know, why it was able to be a thing for so long.
Yeah.
You know? It's sturdy. Mm-hmm. It's got all the points.
Yeah, got all the points.
Well, three of them.
It's got 3 points. Bermuda Triangle and quicksand, both things that I haven't had to deal with.
Quicksand, wow. What's the quicksand? You want to lie on your back and don't flail around, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Can we make quicksand?
Yeah, we can. I want to make some of that non-Newtonian fluid stuff. You know, the cornstarch and water. I want to fill our bathtub with it.
Oh.
Whew. And then... And get naked and in it.
In it.
In it.
Mm.
Mm.
I feel like that'd be really exfoliating, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
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 Something to write home about, you know, something to tell Mom.
Hey, Mom. I made this goo and I was naked in it.
My professor really liked it. He gave me a B. I'm doing fine, Mom. Yeah, so we've been chatting. Should we
play a little music?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was going with it.
Cool.
Sweet.
I've got a little song, a little ditty.
little tune.
Jack and Diane.
Mm.
Not actually. It just made me remind me of the lyrics. Enjoy.
You living off a dream. Give me a couple thousands, I'm a jet to Philippines. I'm 360 degree ability. Visionary, lose the feel that there be reason. Give circulation to the nation, we are one. Everything is burn under the sun. I just tell myself to fly. Thank you.
She said that we would be. I thought I better go on home. You worked till I was gone. Ooh, girl, you look so sad. I pick you up when you feel it catching me. Told you not to cry and held you close to me.
Break for you there, music break for you. Hey Spence, what mic are you on so I can dim the others?
I am on mic three. Ooh. On the mic three, mic three on the mic. Check one, two, mic three. hello, Harry, red leather, yellow leather, red leather. Yes, okay, hello.
We had a bunch of songs for you there. Started off with. That was my radio pause. Hello,
It was good. It was the right amount.
Thank you. Fly, the FKJ remix by June Marisi.
I like that one.
FKJ. That was I really like that. You don't remember that song. Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get out. And that was a sick song that I heard today. It was a recent find.
Were you listening to it on the radio, perhaps 91.5 WMFO?
I was not. I was listening to it, I think, either in the bathroom or on my walk to... No, I didn't walk anywhere today.
It was probably the bathroom.
It was most definitely the bathroom.
Yeah, that was a good one. What do we have after that?
A lot. We had Sleepwalker by Emily King. Bet She Looks Like You by Nick Hakim. Remember the Rain by Kaja Bonet. Not You by Homeshake. And then Electric by Alina Barez v. Khalid.
I'd really like to see Homeshake.
Homeshake would be sick.
I feel like these are Brandeis had them last year, I want to say.
I don't know, because I only recently started listening to Homeshake. So.
Right.
But these are all recent new fine songs. Emily King sent to me. And then Nick Hakim. I don't know where I heard all these, actually. Except the first one from Jules. Thanks, Jules. But we should do a PSA.
What do the people need to know about Nick?
The people simply must start paying attention to.
They really do. Okay, Nick's been talking about this for weeks, and thought it would be a good thing to bring up, especially in this time of year. So yeah, this is I think relevant to all Medford, Somerville people tuned into 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Thanks for tuning in this Tuesday evening. Again, tomorrow, the start of finals. You know, it's been a great hour. It's been our
walking
last step.
Walking is good exercise, PSA. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is a good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. Whoa, that's a shot at driving bike, under the influence.
Yeah,
drivers.
Yeah. I mean, I think walking is pretty darn good.
Walking is great. Walking's sick.
I think 1 foot forward in front of the other, pretty cool thing to be able to do.
You're going not too fast so you can look around. You know,
you enjoy your environment. You're getting your environment.
You can listen to music.
Yep.
Oh, that's such the best activity to walk.
Walk
and music. Oh. Forget about it.
Yeah.
Forget about it. Come on.
So make sure you get some walking in this Tuesday night. Let's have a little, you know, walk hour, tune in on your mobile headsets and take a walk around while you listen to
Passion Pit, Take a Walk.
Passion, Take a Walk. I saw them in concert.
Wow. What year were you?
I think it was 7th grade. It was like at a local music festival.
Good.
Shout out to Sweet Life Music Festival, top left corner where all the private school kids would hang out.
That's a fun memory.
It was a mess. Let me tell you something.
Do you have nostalgia for it?
You know, a little bit for just like the first time in high school I felt something was like really ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, good music, but just a weird social scene.
I felt that way about music festivals too. Mm,
yeah, but cool. But a cool introduction to seeing music in that way.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed the two headphones that I've been sporting.
Wow. What kind of audio results are you receiving?
Surround sound, let me tell you.
Front and back of ear.
Front and back. Feel like I'm surrounded in a sphere of sound at the moment.
How's the comfort level?
Comfort level 9.
Let me hop on.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that it's a good look.
I can't quite get the
it's
the
pretty look. Yeah.
It's a technical move.
You've got
How are you?
You got to hook it in.
Hook in what? What's that mean in the context of ears?
I feel like I'm wearing like a helmet right now. but boy, it sounds great.
Whoa. I got to enter in all these songs if I'm telling the truth.
Rivendell, yep, sorry, we've got to feed you these songs.
Hair in the Mouth.
Hair in the Mouth. Mini Hair?
By Nick Olin.
Circa 2017. That's a performance.
What did you
piece.
Ask?